AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Pope Francis is now in New York City. He was welcomed by crowds at JFK Airport. Next hour, the Pope will pray Vespers at New York's iconic St. Patrick's Cathedral. He left Washington, D.C. this afternoon after addressing members of Congress and then meeting with the poor.
Through a translator, Francis said Jesus was born homeless and experienced hardship.
He identified with all those who suffer.
The Pope said that in the faces of those in need,
Jesus keeps knocking on our door.
Francis then prayed a blessing over those being fed at the Catholic Charities Center.
Buen appetito.
And enjoy your meal.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
In Saudi Arabia, it's estimated more than 700 are dead after a collision of two masses of Muslim pilgrims near a holy site. People were crushed and trampled to death. A tragedy in Seattle, where an amphibious duck boat and a charter bus carrying foreign college students collided on a bridge. Fire Chief Harold Scoggins says there were fatalities.
We have triaged a number of patients. We found that four had passed away already here on scene, four DOA. We've transported 44 patients.
One witness says the duck boat swerved in front of him, then one of its tires locked up, and the vehicle swung in front of the oncoming charter bus. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is, quote, touchy and insecure. The Florida senator jabbed at the real estate mogul today during an interview with a Kentucky radio show. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 78 points. The Nasdaq down 18. Traders are showing worries over a slowdown in global growth. Caterpillar Equipment dropped 6% after lowering its revenue forecast. This is AP Radio News. President Obama will meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin next week amid deepening U.S. concern about Russia's activities in Ukraine and Syria. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
It's been nearly a year since the two met, a diplomatic freeze that followed the annexation of Crimea. But now U.S. angst is growing with Russia's military buildup in Syria. Still, White House spokesman Josh Earnest stresses Putin sought this meeting on the margins of the U.N. General Assembly.
Could it lay the groundwork for some more constructive conversations and more effective cooperation between our two countries? That possibility does exist.
But he says Putin's been increasingly isolated and his economy spiraling down. Indeed, it was Moscow that announced next week's sit-down, making the Kremlin either more open about the meeting
or more desperate.
Mark Smith at the White House.
It'll be fresh Maine lobster on the menu tomorrow night when President Obama hosts China's President Xi Jinping. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.